Ultimo Press and Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Kind of Magic by Anna Spargo Ryan, narrated by Anna Spargo Ryan. Author note. Hey pal, I hope that you're well, or, if you're not, that you can feel my bubble of love around you, not in a weird way. The following story contains some experiences and events that might be distressing to hear. It has always been important to me to be frank and open, some might say too open, about my mental illness, but that might not be where you're at. As this audiobook discusses psychosis, anxiety, trauma, depression, suicide, and therapeutic processes, I wanted to check first that you were in the right place to hear it. This is not intended to be a trauma dump. I long for it to bring you feelings of camaraderie, companionship, and empathy. But I also have no wish to pretend that life with mental illness is less serious than it is. Sometimes it is vile and vulgar, and so, sometimes, this audiobook is vile and vulgar, even while it's reaching out its hand to hold yours. Ready? If you decide to push ahead with a book about brains and feelings, keep listening. If you decide to get under your comfiest blanket and stream episodes of a show you like, press stop now. Part 1. April. The first thing I notice about my new therapy appointment is that I've worn the wrong shoes. I've done everything else correctly, washed my hair, used deodorant, selected an age-appropriate shirt, practiced my calm and knowledgeable voice. But thongs? To a medical center? They slap as I follow my new therapist along the hallway, slap, 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 disturbing the sick people. Sorry, I say calmly and knowledgeably. Thongs are so loud. I laugh so she knows it's a joke. The thongs are an aberration. We both know I'm totally fine and just seeing a new therapist for no reason. I need her to know that I'm good at therapy. I know the names of all the disorders and their symptoms. I have clinical terms for describing my feelings. One time I went to hospital because my head was caving in and I knew so much about mental illness that they asked if I was a nurse. Also, I'm extremely well adjusted. Has she noticed that I use a salon quality conditioning treatment? My expensive moisturizer? My perfume even has a French name. The thongs, though, giving the game away. Her little room is at the back of the clinic, away from patients with actual problems. It has an Officeworks desk and a pot with a fake plant in it. I take note of the tissue box. The air is hot and still, and it lodges in the back of my nose. I sit on a black couch. It's too low to the ground, so I kind of perch there and don't ask if I can move to the chair instead in case this is a test.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?